Well, hello. You're not who I expected. What are you doing here? Oh, you're her older brother. I see. Well, I'm here to see your younger sister. It's nice to meet you. How do I know her? I mean, we've been best friends for probably, what, 10 years? I mean, only really at school, but I know her pretty well. Well, I thought I did, but I guess I didn't know she had an older brother. I guess it's just something we never really talk about. I mean, she is kind of an idiot sometimes, so I'm sure you're pretty familiar of how she is. I guess I don't need to explain your own sister to you, but what are you doing here? Answering the door instead of her? I mean, she texted me and said she was gonna come get the door, but oh, wait. I see. She said that she was gonna be out. Maybe I should have checked my phone before I came over, but I guess it's too late, huh? It's just me and you, isn't it? Well, I guess if you want, we could take this time to finally meet. We can get to know each other since I am pretty close to your sister. And I'll probably be coming over more, so what's your name? Wow, that's a beautiful name, you know? Your parents must be inspired, giving you such a nice name, and your sister too. You know, it's kind of unique, but it's not bad. Definitely not bad. I think it's fitting. Sounds good, especially with a face like yours. Well, thank you, but I mean, do we have somewhere I can go? Can I come put my backpack down? I don't really want to talk at the front door, you know? I mean, normally I wouldn't just intrude, but I think she's gonna be a little while, so we have plenty of time. You really wanna go to your sister's room? Gosh, I mean, I know she probably doesn't let you in there, but you know, just because I'm here doesn't mean we get a pass. Whatever. If you promise she doesn't care, then I guess we can go. Actually, how about we go to your room? What, are you too shy to show me? There's no way it's that bad. I mean, is it that bad? I know guys are pretty notorious for having messy rooms, but I'd rather go to your room than intrude into hers. I promise I won't judge, okay? I literally just met you. I just don't want to leave all my crap all over the house, you know? All right. Let's go. Wow. I mean, that's a pretty nice bed you got here. I mean, your house is pretty big and I mean, maybe I'm a little jealous. I didn't realize you guys had such massive beds. It's definitely big enough. You might need to spice it up a little bit, though. You don't have a lot going on these walls of yours. Maybe some more posters or something. I mean, come on. You have one poster right above your computer with an anime girl. I think you can do better than that. I mean, if you want, I can give you some posters. No, not of me. What are you saying? Why would I do that? You are such a dork, you know that? I mean, maybe we share some interests. I might be able to get you some posters. Do you listen to any music or anything? Oh, I actually like them too. I listened to the newest album. It was actually really good. I could get you a poster. I mean, then you'd look really cool. Come on, are you blushing? Because I called you cool? Look, I'm trying to help you, okay? I'm not making fun of you or teasing you. I don't know. It's too minimalist boy in here. You can show a bit more of your personality, you know? I mean, speaking of showing your personality, I am interested in you. I do want to learn about who you are and what you like, especially if we're going to be around each other. So get out of that shell of yours. It's not so bad, right? I don't think I'm scary, unless you think I'm scary. But I don't think asking you about your favorite music and just wanting to talk to you is that scary, right? At least your bed's comfy. I didn't really think I would end up in my friend's older brother's room, but here we are, right? What do you want to do? If you don't want any of my advice, your sister's gone, and we need to have some fun, don't we? What do guys like you like to do? I mean, we could do something like 20 questions. That's an easy way to get to know each other. I can make it quick. How about you go first? What? How'd I meet your sister? I don't even remember. I think we literally met on the playground. It was forever and we were both so little. But it's fine. My turn. How old are you? Because it seems like, I don't know, you seem pretty mature. Really? I honestly thought you were a little older, but it makes sense. I guess there's not too big of a gap between the two of us then. What do you mean, why am I asking? I'm just curious, okay? I just want to make sure that how I think of you is right, you know? So I don't accidentally think you're like, I don't know, a lot older than me. I mean, it makes sense. How old am I? I mean, I'm only 21, but I'm old enough. I guess there not being too much of an age difference is good. It'd be a little awkward if you were a lot younger than me or even older than me. I mean, we have a pretty good gap, don't we? So, what do you do? Like, what are your interests? I mean, clearly you like playing games, but what do you get up to? Yeah. I mean, I think that's pretty cool. I can't really judge. I've never done anything like that, but it seems like you're having more fun than me. Recently, I've been focusing way too much on school, so it's better to have fun, isn't it? Me? I mean, you know that I'm in school, but I'm really not up to much. Do my homework, come home, study, class. Sometimes I watch Netflix. Sometimes I watch some stupid YouTube documentary. Nothing too exciting. I've been trying to make some money somehow, make a start for myself, but it's not the easiest thing in the world. It's fine though. I'm really proud of you though, for having the courage to, I don't know, just live life how you want. I wouldn't say that I'm going to school because I want to. It's just what everybody does, right? So seeing a guy like you doing whatever you want, it's cool. Pretty freaking cool, if you ask me. What do you mean? I'm pretty mature. I mean, I guess with what I'm doing with my life, maybe, but I still think you're more mature. I mean, next question is you. What's my type? You really do ask the hardest questions, don't you? I mean, that's kind of personal, don't you think? Unless you're wondering if you fit any of the boxes. Don't worry about that, okay? I can tell you, if you were to be ranked against all my criteria, you're doing pretty well. God, that's so embarrassing to say, but you're not doing half bad. No, I'm not gonna tell you how exactly you're doing. Do you know how embarrassing that is? I'm just gonna tell you that maybe I don't think you look half bad. And maybe, I don't know. I don't have to answer this. I answered enough. You got what you want. Whatever. So, if you're gonna ask me that, then I have permission to ask you. What's your type? Look at you. You're over here blushing like it was the easiest thing in the world for me to answer. God, you're such an idiot. Now you know why I acted the way I did. Are you gonna be bold about it and say that I'm your type? Exactly. You're not. And you're over here wanting me to say, as I look you dead in the eyes, laying on your bed, that you're perfectly my type. And maybe you are. Maybe you are. Are you seriously asking another question? Yes, I'm single. Why does that matter? Does it really matter? Are you seriously thinking about this right now? Whatever. Have you had any fun? You know what I mean? Like, any experiences? No. Are you being serious right now? I'm honestly surprised. I mean, I don't know. It seems like he'd be the type of guy to have some fun. Try crazy things and probably have a million girlfriends. But I guess I was wrong. You know, I could teach you a thing or two if you want. Not to pressure you, but it could be fun, you know? I've seen how you're looking at me. I mean, I don't think you're entirely uninterested. And I think we have a lot of time to kill. It wouldn't be too bad, would it? Not bad at all. What would I teach you? You don't have to play dumb, you know? You don't have to play dumb. I can teach you whatever you want. Just say the word. Whatever you want. Are you seriously too embarrassed to ask for anything? You have a girl in your bed and you're standing over there like an idiot. You could do anything you want to me. You know that? You could come over here and get right on top of me if you wanted to. And I wouldn't fight you at all. Unless you're the type of guy that wants the girl on top. We can do that too if you want. Or maybe you're a bit shy and you just want me to suck you off. Or maybe even just give you a hand job if you're too scared of that. I mean, if it's your first time, maybe we don't get too into it, right? How about you can come sit right next to me, and I'll give you a hand job. Probably the first time another girl's touched your dick, right? Has it only been you this whole time? Come here. Seems like somebody's pretty happy. He came over here pretty quick. And let me undo your pants. Just like that. God. It's already poking out just like that. It's honestly bigger than I thought it would be. Look at you. Such a handsome guy. With a massive cock. And you want me to be your first time with another girl? Well, I'm honored, honestly. I can guide you. Okay? I'm gonna grab it and I'll be gentle, okay? I'll be really gentle. Yeah. Does that feel good? Feels really good, doesn't it? Feels really, really good. I want you to think about me. You can close your eyes and think about me. Or you can even look at me, but I figure you're too embarrassed for the eye contact. Just think about me doing any naughty thing to you that you want. Maybe you wanna fuck me so bad. You can even come on me if you want. In your dreams, that is. Just think about whatever you want, baby. Yeah. You like that, don't you? Your cock's so fucking hard. You like this? Surely you're getting close, aren't you? You want me to count down for you? So you can be so obedient. Such a big guy turning into such a submissive loser. Wanting me to tell you when to come. You'd like that, wouldn't you? Alright. And be a good boy and get ready to come for me, okay? Are you ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Face you made was so cute. God, you're so adorable. Even though you're older than me, you know you actually act like I'm older than you. Maybe you're into that. I mean, clearly you are. You just like being a good and obeying orders, don't you? Yeah. We should clean up before your sister gets back. Cause you kind of made a mess. But I can clean it up for you, baby. Don't worry.